If you're visiting here, my name is Joe Thorne. I'm one of the pastors here. I do most of the preaching, not all of it. We have a number of very gifted people, but I am honored to share a little bit of the word with you today. If you don't know this church very well, that means you don't know me. What you wouldn't know about me that most people here do is that I have always been drawn to the darker stories, the darker movies, the darker music. Since I was a little kid, always drawn to those darker forms of art. And I think that's because, at least one of the primary reasons, is that they are more honest, in my opinion, than other genres and art forms. Because life is not all unicorns and, apple pie. It's life is also cold and dark at times. And yes, life is beautiful. I see that. Life is beautiful. Life is even magical at times. It is thrilling, but it is also dark and scary and dangerous. And I don't actually know anyone who would say otherwise. I mean, some try to ignore this. Like they try to ignore the darkness in the world. They pretend that it doesn't exist, maybe for the sake of their kids, to make them feel safe. And some people will pretend that they have somehow managed to escape the shade, the shadow of darkness in their lives. But we all know the truth. It's there. It's here. And one of the things that I love about the Bible is that the Bible is honest about this. It's honest about the darkness. From the moment I started reading the Bible, the first time I started reading the Bible, I was struck by how honest this book is, how transparent it is about reality and about its own people. The Bible shows us again and again that there is darkness and there is light. And Jesus was birthed into the darkness, right? The Christmas is pointing us to this reality. Jesus was born into the darkness. Jesus was born into the darkness as the light. He came as the true light. And that's what I want us to consider for just a few moments together in John's Gospel, John chapter 1, and we're just going to look at the first few verses here. In John 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." It's a heady, heavy few verses there, but John's introducing us to Jesus. He's just doing it in a very grand way. Here we see Jesus, and Jesus is given a title. The title is the Word, and Jesus is described as eternal God, the Creator, the one by whom and through whom all things have been made. And we know that this is Jesus. In verse 14, John says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." So Jesus, we get this exalted, beautiful picture of Jesus as the eternal God, creator of all things. Now look at verse 4. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Now, to say that in Jesus was life, right, there's a lot of discussion about this, and it certainly would include all life, because as the eternal creator God, all life emanates from him. But that is not John's primary point here. When John talks about life like this, he's talking about a spiritual kind of life. And in this Word was spiritual life. Jesus talked about eternal life. Jesus offers eternal life to the damned and the dying. He talks about abundant life for those that are weary and downtrodden. He offers resurrecting life to those who are experiencing spiritual death and lethargy. This is the kind of life that Jesus offers to people, and this is not just something that Jesus brings. Jesus doesn't just bring life. Jesus is life. In John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am the life. Now, John says that this life was the light of men. It means the light of humanity, right? And what this means is that the light that Jesus is, the light that Jesus offers, is for us. It's for me. It is for you. Jesus brought illumination, right? Who needs illumination? Who needs light? But people in darkness. People like us. And this is what Christmas is about. This is what Advent anticipates, right? That the Son of God comes to bring light and life. So here, John 1:5, and this is the verse that I really would encourage you to hold on to take it with you, to think about it, to pray over it. John 1:5, where John says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So I want us to be a bit familiar with darkness and light. When the Bible talks about darkness, right, in most simple terms, darkness refers to sin and all of its effects, right? So we're talking about evil and wrongdoing and the breaking of God's laws and all of the consequences that flow from that. The darkness, this includes sorrow and pain and loss and fear and death. Oftentimes, like Job or the psalmists, even in Lamentations, their afflictions are characterized as darkness. But darkness is always more than physical, real-world realities. It is always also a spiritual kind of darkness. There is a spiritual nature to it that Jesus comes to deal with. Darkness refers to a spiritual condition that afflicts humanity. It can refer to our spiritual experiences as well. Darkness brings about a kind of blindness in humanity where it becomes very hard to see beauty and truth. It's hard to discern right and wrong. It's hard to discern purpose and to behold God's glory. Darkness does this to us. And darkness refers to like this world system. Right, this world system that opposes truth, that opposes God and his ways, and a system that ultimately does crush all of us in our own human frailty. Many of you know it well. This is the darkness in which we live that blankets the world. But this is where the light shines. Right? The light shines in the darkness. Do you like Christmas lights? I like Christmas lights. It's blue Christmas, and like some people are so burnt out on the superficial candy coating, brightly colored Christmas times, they're not even into Christmas lights. I still like Christmas lights. I am still captivated sometimes by Christmas lights, the warm, colorful glow that comes off of those lights, especially when they're on like an evergreen tree. But when do those lights shine best? When are they most effective? But when it's dark, right? We'll turn down the lights in our house so we can enjoy the light on the tree. And Jesus is the light that comes into the darkness to illuminate. Jesus as the light, to say that he illuminates means that he gives true knowledge, right? Wisdom. Jesus as the light brings purpose. Light brings safety. Light gives us a path on which we can walk. And just like Jesus not only brings life, but he is the life, Jesus brings light and he is the light. In John 8, chapter 12, it says, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. See, if we're realistic, we understand that the darkness that we experience, the pain that we have to endure, doesn't just go away. And if, by the mercies of God, those situations are resolved, something else follows. What we need is light to guide us through the darkness. And this is what Jesus promises. And he can promise it, he can guarantee it, because he is the light. And the darkness, John says, cannot overcome the light. I mean, I can be swallowed up by darkness pretty easily. Like, I'll put on a mean face. The smaller you are, the meaner the face you have to make. Put on my mean face, tough it out. I can be swallowed up by darkness. You can be overcome by darkness, but it cannot overcome the light. It can't. It's not possible. The light shines. The darkness can only amplify the light. That's all that it can do, unwillingly so. But that's all. You see, if you embrace the truths of God's word, If you come to Jesus, the light giver, the light himself, you don't have to ignore the darkness. You dare not, because that's where you found Jesus. He came to you there. We don't have to pretend. We certainly don't have to lie to our kids. Yes, the world can be a dark and scary place. It's also beautiful and wonderful and magical. God has given us his son to not only provide a safe means of navigating all of this, but to actually rescue our souls from the danger of the darkness itself. There is light, and this light is freely given. Listen to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, in paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. It's not about God providing an easy or comfortable life for us. It's about God being easy with us and comforting us in life that is oftentimes very painful. See, darkness, the mistake that darkness makes, if darkness can make a mistake, is darkness gives us every reason and excuse to seek the light. That's how we ought to respond to it. The darkness, the difficulties, those things should motivate us to look to Jesus, the light giver. We only have to come to Christ, right? You don't have to train for it. You certainly can't earn it. You don't have to learn how to make fire. We come to Jesus with nothing, and he receives us. We believe, and we get it all. And we not only find light, we become light. Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians 5:8, he says, at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. I know that people that come to Blue Christmas, they are either hurting or they are sensitive to the realities of the darkness that are in the world. Christmas is objectively a cheery time of year, right? Culturally, even in the church. But that's just one aspect of the world and of our lives and culture. The cheeriness either is a mask over the darkness that we experience, or it is a rejoicing that comes from the light that we have found while blinded by the darkness. And I know that some of you would probably say that you are in a shadow, right? in the valley of the shadow of death even. And if you're there, it's easy to be thinking that God isn't there, that God has abandoned you. Maybe you even think that you deserve it, that you brought it on yourself. And maybe you did. Sometimes the painful realities of life are things we bring on ourselves. But this is what is so amazing about Jesus, about the God of grace, is that he doesn't give us what we deserve. He offers us more than we need. He gives us what we don't deserve and couldn't measure up to. He freely gives it. He is merciful. He is kind. Jesus is full of grace and mercy, and he is the one most equipped to give us light because he knows the darkness better than you or me. Jesus knows suffering and betrayal. He knows what it is to be alone, isolated, and mocked. He knows what it is to be cursed. He knows what it is to suffer for other people's crimes. Jesus knows darkness well, and he overcame it. And he overcame it. Think of it like this. He overcame that darkness for me. He overcame it for you. He overcame it for us. This is the good news that we believe as Christians here at Redeemer, that Jesus takes our place. He stands in our stead to take upon himself our guilt, our shame, to take it away from us and to give us light and life, to give us his righteousness in every good thing. And if you're a part of Redeemer, I want to encourage you to be open about your need for God's grace with those around you. Make sure that you're reaching out, linking arms with your brothers and sisters here. If you're new, maybe you're looking for a church home, I hope you'll join us here because what you'll find are people that are seeking and finding the light of Christ together. You seek it, and you find it in Christ, and then we know it, right? We don't just have this intellectual knowledge, we become intimately familiar with the light, our Savior, Jesus. I'll close with this. Isaiah 60, verse 1. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are grateful for your word, your kindness, and your mercy. You have not left us alone in the dark. In fact, you tell us to be careful in the dark, to avoid the deeds of darkness. You transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You make us light in your Son, Jesus. For this we are grateful. Lord, I pray for all of us that if the darkness seems to be overcoming us, we pray that Jesus would rise up and overtake it for us, that he would illumine our minds, strengthen our hearts, that he would cause us to grow in faith. Lord, we look to your Son for our salvation from all evil, from all forms of darkness. And Lord, we trust that we will live as your children of light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.